How much power do we have? We have everything that Jesus told us about. It's all ours. And we go through our whole life and never spend enough time in God's Word. He'll do exactly what He said He would do. And He wants you to do it His way. And when you do, it's amazing. Here a while back, I had a lady that called me and she said, Thurman, I got to give you this praise report. She said, I have a friend that has a friend in Lubbock that she's been witnessing to for several years, and the woman don't want nothing to do with Jesus. And she said, do you have any idea what we need to do? And I told her, I said, yes, get a copy of this, How to Get a Lost Person Saved, which she did. And she typed out the prayer. And then this friend called her and said, you know, what do I do? And she said, you know, Thurman just gave me a CD called How to Get a Lost Person Saved, and he's got this prayer on here, and I just finished typing it out. So said, let me read it to you, and I'll put her name in the blanks. Said, she gave me the name. I wrote everywhere there's a blank spot. I had to call her name and said, I didn't even pray the prayer. I read the prayer. At the bottom, we said, thank you, Lord, for saving Susie or whatever her name was. And she said, just praise and worship the Lord now. That's all Thurman said we got to do. It's in God's hands now. She said, Thurman, in 15 minutes, this woman called back and said, I called my friend in Lubbock to tell her that I had prayed for her. And the minute she answered the phone, she said, Sue, I've been thinking about what you've been telling me, and I'm ready to make Jesus Lord of my life. And she accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. She said, this is awesome. Well, what did God say He give us? Did He give us the power, the weapons to knock down the devil's strongholds? Where is that power? It's in us. It's in us. It's in every one of us. I was the one on the outside looking in for years. Just like when I was a kid, I loved airplanes when I was a kid. When I finally got to where I could build a U-line controlled airplane with a little gasoline engine on it, I thought, wow, I'm going to get to fly one of these things. So I got my little sister to go out there and hold it down. And while I'd crank it and get it running, and then I'd run out here and take my little control. Now, nobody's ever told me how to fly an airplane. I have no idea how to fly an airplane. And so I'd tell her, okay, sis, turn it loose. And she'd turn it loose, so I'd pull it like this, and it would go, whew, crash. I never got more than 3 or 4 feet, whew, crash. And finally, one day, I was at a place where a bunch of guys were flying airplanes. And one of the guys said, do you fly airplanes? And I said, no, I never have learned how to fly one. I said, I built a lot of them, but I said, I crashed them all. And he said, hold your hand out with the line straight, hold your wrist completely straight with your arm. He said, whenever it starts running down the runway, he said, just barely lift your hand, just about 4 or 5 inches. And I did that. I went home, built me an airplane, and my little sister and I took off, and that thing went all the way around, and I'm just going around and around, holding my wrist. It's going 6 feet off the ground, just like this, all the way around. And when I got ready to land it, I just kind of let my hand down, and it glided right down on it. I thought, this is a piece of cake. Wow, I could fly an airplane. That's kind of like I was in the Word of God. I got in the Word of God, I became that new creature, and I didn't know how to fly. I didn't know the Word. I didn't know what my weapons were. I didn't know how to use my weapons. I didn't know how to do anything. And so I crashed my life and everybody else's life that I was involved with for about 25 years. And then one day, God began to reveal to me from my study of His Word that His Word meant what it said. And if I would do it like He said, instead of like I had been trained, and unfortunately, I'd been trained wrong. So I started using the Word of God like it's written. And then I started seeing awesome things happen. I'm now still searching out and looking for my weapons. I love it. The more weapons I have, the better I like it. When I was in Vietnam, if I had a rifle, I wasn't very well armed. But if I had a squadron of F-105s, we had all kinds of armament on those airplanes, I felt pretty safe there. Because I knew it was going to take some kind of force for somebody to get through those airplanes and get into us. But if we're out in the jungle and all you got's a rifle, you ain't got much. You can get picked off with anything and you don't have nothing to stand on. But if you have all this power available to you, you're pretty well protected. How much power do we have from God and His Word? All. Isn't that something? All power and all authority belongs to us. For He raised us from the dead along with Christ, and we are seated with Him in the heavenly realm, all because we are one with Christ Jesus. You know, most Christians I know have no concept of being seated with Christ in the heavenlies. You need to stop believing tradition and start believing it is written. If Jesus said, I'm seated with Christ in the heavenlies, guess where I'm seated? I'm seated with Christ in the heavenlies. If he says, I'm a son of God, I'm a son of God. Can we declare the power of Christ in us? We should be. I mean, he's living in us. Now, do you think God would ever tell you to do something he didn't empower you to do? So why do some preachers tell you that that's crazy and that don't mean what it says? So if I'm crazy, I'm just crazy as Jesus is. You know, I don't know about you, but there's a scripture in the Word of God that says, let every man be a liar and God be true. Now, if God said it and somebody else says something that don't agree with what he said, guess which one I'm going to believe? Ooh, I'm going to believe the king. We're not going to believe man. I mean, man has too many traditions in his life. You know, I can remember as a young man when I began to hear about just a few, like Oral Roberts, how Oral Roberts prayed for the sick and they got well. I thought, wow, how does he do that? What an awesome thing to be able to pray for people and see people get healed. And of course, I'd listen to him on the radio and I think, wow. I go to my pastor and say, what do you think about Oral Roberts? Oh, he's of the devil, Thurman. Don't listen to him. What? But falling people getting healed? Oh, that's nonsense. You know, that's not true. That's not happening. Well, you know, it didn't take but a couple of times like that from my pastor. I think, well, you know, I must be being deceived by Oral Roberts. But I was being deceived by my pastor in my church. Because what Oral Roberts was doing was for God. You know, you'd thought I'd have been smarter than to know that Oral Roberts can't heal all them people. God had to be the one doing it. But I wasn't that smart. So I look in on him and think, I want to be like him. But yet I'm already just like him. I just don't know how to use my weapons. It's awesome to think about the power that we have. Tell you how this works. Some of you heard the story about our puppy. Well, I've not been a dog lover in my life. I don't like dogs. So when God brought me Cheryl 8 years ago, she had a puppy. She'd had the puppy 10 years. Well, because she had had the puppy 10 years, the puppy was grandfathered in. She got to sleep in the house, but I would not allow the little lady to sleep on the bed with us. She had to sleep on the floor. Okay, so I thought that was going a long ways to let that little girl sleep in the house with us, period, under the bed. Never did like it, but you know, that's the way life is, you know. Well, we married 2 months and we go somewhere. When I come home, the carpet was tore up and I got so upset at that dog. And Cheryl took up for the dog. And I said, you love that dog more than you do me. She said, I've had her longer than I've had you. So anyway, we had little Angel for 16 years total. And then Angel had a heart attack and died in Cheryl's arms right in there in my office. She was screaming, honey, pray, pray, pray. Well, I was praying, but, you know, Angel was 16 years old. She's old. You know, like I think that's equivalent to 100 and something years old for a human being. 112. And so, you know, she died. And so we had to bury her and everything. And a couple of months later, she came to me and asked me, she said, honey, can I have another puppy? I said, absolutely not. You know, no dogs. I don't want a dog in the house. I ain't going to have another dog in the house. Ain't never going to be another dog in my house. That's it. It's over. So she said, okay. So now see, she has learned what her weapons are. Well, she goes and gets a couple of her girlfriends, and they go to the throne of grace, and they pray a prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus, I want another puppy. So, Lord, I ask you to soften my husband's heart and make him more like Jesus so I can have a puppy. Now, that's a dangerous prayer to pray for your husband. Soften his heart and make him more like Jesus. Can you imagine what your husband would be like if he was more like Jesus? Ooh, wouldn't that be wonderful? Every woman would like to have a man like that, right? And then she asked the Lord, Lord, he is so against dogs that I ask you to speak to my husband audibly and tell him that you're going to let me have a puppy. Because said he don't like dogs. And unless you speak to him audibly, he's not going to let me have a puppy. She said, thank you, Lord, for my puppy. Well, a couple of weeks goes by and she comes. She said, honey, has the Lord spoken to you yet? I said, about what? She said, about Lily Scrivener. I said, who is Lily Scrivener? She says, my new puppy. I said, no, and if he does, the answer is still no, you can't have her. Now, see, we can sound awful tough. So she goes back and continues to praise the Lord, and about another week goes by, And I'm sitting right in there in my office on Saturday night at 11:30, studying, preparing for the Sunday service. And all of a sudden, I hear the voice, "Son," turned around looking. I said, "Yes, Lord." One day, I believe I'm going to see him. You know, I've heard his voice well over 30 times, but I've never seen him. But I expect one day to see him. And I said, "Yes, Lord, are you going to withhold from your wife what I have made special for her?" I said, "Lord, you've made something special for Cheryl?" He said, "Yes, a little puppy." And he said, "Are you going to withhold it from her?" Now, first of all, to me, I'm thinking, the King of the universe is talking to me, and he is exalting my position as a spiritual head of the house to the point above him. He's saying, "Son, are you going to withhold?" This is the way I think about a king. He comes in and says, "Son, I made a little puppy for your wife. Now give it to her." And I'd have said, "Yes, sir." But see, he didn't do that. To think that God honors the position of a husband to the point that he will, after something he's made for me or her, he's still given me the authority as the husband on this earth to say no. To me, that was mind-boggling. God, you've given me the power to say no. Even though you've made this little puppy for her already, you still have to have my approval to give it to my wife. I said, "Absolutely, Lord, she can have it. There's no two ways about it. You made Cheryl a puppy, she can have it." So I got up and went to bed. I mean, after an encounter with God, you can't study no more. You can't do, I mean, you know, when he's talked to you, I just go crawl into bed and I'm laying there. Cheryl comes in just a few minutes. She said, "Well, has the Lord spoken to you?" And I said, "About what?" And I knew what. She said, "About my new puppy." I said, "Yes, he has." And the answer is yes, you can have it. Now then, I used to think I had a free will. Yes, I do have a free will to a degree. But look what Proverbs 21:1 says. "The king's heart is in the hands of the Lord, and as the rivers of water, he turns it whithersoever he will."
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled "Ready Your Spiritual Weapons," or if you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.